chief.
When this call came out today, our officers rushed as quickly as they could. Some were close to the area, and they immediately ran into a chaotic situation where a man was throwing Molotov cocktails and using other devices to hurt people.
A man's been arrested. The UK will build up to 12 new nuclear-powered attack submarines. The Prime Minister will set out the government's new major defence plans this morning. Keir Starmer is also expected to confirm £15 billion later will be spent on nuclear warheads. The Tower of London has been named the top tourist attraction by people coming to the capital. The hustle and bustle of Covent Garden came second in a survey, while Buckingham Palace followed in third. And supermarkets could soon be forced to tell their customers if they're going to start paying more for less. Shrinkflation is when products get smaller, but the price hasn't gone down. Some MPs want there to be a vote on it after things like chocolate bars have decreased in size.
Sport.
Joe Root insists he still has the motivation to improve after becoming England's leading run scorer in one-day international cricket. The former Test captain's unbeaten 166 helped his side to a three-wicket victory at Cardiff to take an unassailable 2-0 lead in their three-match series with the West Indies. Speaking on Sky Sports News, Root says he intends to be playing at this level for a while yet.
I want to get better every day, and when you get in those situations, you want to be there at the end and see your team home. As long as you've got that fire in your belly, I think you're always adding to the group and you're adding to the team. So as long as I keep scoring and keep contributing, then I'll keep putting myself forward, and hopefully we'll see where we are down the line.
Britain's Lando Norris has lost ground in the F1 Drivers' Championship after Oscar Piastri won the Spanish Grand Prix yesterday. He finished second to his McLaren teammates in Barcelona and is now 10 points behind him in the standings.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Fine and dry for most parts. Showers possible in the northwest. Highs of 22 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dan Windle.
This is Radio X.
From Global, Adam Brown.
Radio X.
How's it going this morning? Hello. It is Adam Brown with you. It is Monday, the start of a brand new week. So, the Chris Moyles Show is back from 6.30, and something very, very exciting is coming to the Chris Moyles Show starting this morning. The £25,000 box returns. I'll tell you all the details you need in a second. First, though, let's get the latest tune from Paul Pump for you after Ocean Colour Scene, and this from Muse.
Radio X.
is Radio X. X.
Radio X, and that is the Riverboat song from Ocean Colour Scene. You know, listen to that song. I forgot how amazing that guitar solo is in the middle of that tune. So good. Before we did Muse as well with Plug In Baby.
Radio X.
It is Monday's early breakfast show, just gone 6:10, and I hope you're good. Hope you had a lovely weekend, and we are back at it now for the start of a brand new week. Chris and the team are back this morning from 6:30. I mentioned earlier that something is returning to the Chris Moyle Show today, and that is a box. It is a black box with green lights on, and it has £25,000 inside it. Yes, the return of the £25,000 box on the Chris Moyle Show this morning. Chris will have more details on the way for you from 6:30. What I can tell you is that there is one way to unlock the box and win yourself that money, and that is by correctly guessing the Radio X artist. If you want to play, if you want to join in, if you want to get a shot at winning £25,000, 6:30 this morning, Chris is back with you for the Chris Moyle Show. Make sure you're listening. Right, this Friday, we've got the brand new album landing from Pulp. It's called More. Still seems slightly surreal that we've got a new Pulp album coming this week. Let's get this on for you now. This is taken from the album. This is their big comeback tune. The brilliant Spike Island, Radio X.
Stop me, dead in my tracks. I was headed for disaster, and then I turned back. I was wrestling with the coat hanger. Can you guess who won? The universe shrugged. Then moved on. It's a guess, no idea. It's a feeling, not a voice in my head. Just a feeling. And by the way, ashamed I was selling the rights. I took a breather and decided not to ruin my life. I was conforming to a cosmic design. I was playing to time until I walked back to the garden of earthly delights. I was born to perform. It's a calling. I exist to do this. Shouting and pouring. Way. No one will ever understand it, and no one will ever have the last word, because it's not something you could ever say. It's a guess, no idea. It's a feeling, not a voice in my head. Just a feeling. And by the way, oh, it's my kind of life. By the way.
Island from Pulp on Radio X. I tell you what, when you think about it, Oasis on tour in 2025, a brand new album from Pulp being released this coming Friday. Is it 2025 or 1995? I don't know. Can't wait for that album though. Genuinely cannot wait for it. I mean, if that's anything to go by, I think we're in for a right treat. So, Chris is on the way this morning from 6:30. Before he's here though, let's squeeze in a couple more tunes. Including something from the brand new Wet Leg album, which is out in July, called Moisturiser. We'll do that soon, and also something from The Killers to squeeze in next for you as well.
Radio X.
You plan to go to the gym this afternoon, but sometimes the sunshine and a barbecue are irresistible. But when you're ready to work out, at Pure Gym, most gyms are open 24/7. Whether you're lifting, sprinting or stretching, at Pure Gym, we've got it all. With no lengthy contracts and 30% off your first 3 months with no joining fee until June the 2nd. Whatever you're here for this summer, we're here for it. Join today at puregym.com.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
Barclays Ready Made Investments. The clue's in the name. Not Barclays Where Do I Begin Investments. You can start from £50. That's why they're not difficult to get started investments either. And you can choose your risk level. So they're hardly in at the deep end investments. So if you've got savings and you want to help grow your money over 5 years or more, then search Barclays Ready Made Investments. Make money work for you. Investing is not for everyone. The value of investments can fall as well as rise, and you may get back less than you invest. T's and C's apply.
What lurks within? Dr. Kinley, ghost hunter extraordinaire at your service. Ghostly Manor. Quick, use the phantom phasers. Ghostly Manor, the new spooky family ride at Poulton's Park.
You got this, Storm Chasers!
Ride the mighty Cyclonator Gyro Swing and Storm Chaser Roller Coaster at Tornado Springs.
And it's home to the UK's only Peppa Pig World.
Poulton's Park. Book an official short break and get your second park day free. Exclusions apply.
Poulton's Park!
When your deodorant has been reduced to a tiny whisper and tries to tell you,
I'm running on empty. I don't have much left to give.
No need to worry. Your new deodorant is already on its way. Arriving today with Prime. Everyday essentials delivered fast. It's on Prime. Cut off times and T's and C's apply. See product page when ordering.
Hey, Harry.
Hello, mate.
Got any tips?
Sometimes, pal, your best bet is not to bet at all. And BetVictor's app makes it really easy, simple and safe to do so. They've got lots of helpful features to help you manage your time and your spend online. But it also really helps that I can't find my blooming phone half the time.
Yeah, that does really help.
I don't even know where it is now. I can hear it, but I can't see it. Sandra!
Listen to Harry, and please, gamble responsibly. 18+, gambleaware.org.
Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
Switching broadband providers. What a faff. Do it next week, week after, or next year. But what if it was actually easy? Suddenly, switch to Virgin Media's lightning-fast broadband and we'll handle the whole process for you. That's smooth, faff-free switching. Virgin Media. See what you can do. Switch today at virginmedia.com. New customers, Virgin Fibre areas, subject to restrictions and credit check. No setup fee, online only. Terms apply.
Get into the music.
Radio X.
Save something.
yourself when you fall. You should be careful. Do you catch my drift? Cause what I really want to know is, can you catch these bits?
And Catch These Fists on Radio X, the first single we've heard from the brand new Wet Leg album, which of course is out on the 11th of July. It's called Moisturiser, which I think is going to be one of the biggest albums of the year. There's a lot of excitement building for it already. It's Adam Brown with you this morning, back on the Early Breakfast Show. I was in for Toby last week, so it's been lovely to be back as part of Team Early Breakfast. That's just about it from me. I will see you tomorrow morning from 4. Do me a massive favour, make sure you're sticking around for Chris and the team. The Chris Moyles Show on the way to start the brand new week from 6:30. And as I mentioned earlier on, something big is back on the show. The £25,000 box. First attempt at opening it this morning. You could be £25,000 richer. Make sure you're sticking around. Chris will explain more. He's on after this from Travis. This is Why Does It Always Rain On Me on Radio X.
The strangest feeling. Moyle Show
with Škoda. Jump into their electric range.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Monday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't
want
Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, Great Britain, and welcome to a brand new day and a brand new week.
How are you feeling?
Right, it's Monday. Here we go again.
It's the 2nd of June.
Oh.
It's flying, isn't it? We always say it, but it is flying.
My God. It's the year 2025. We started Radio X in 2015.
Oh,
you all right, mate?
Oh, hello there.
Have you fainted?
What have you done? Microphone.
Oh,
I can't believe.
I'll fight with mine.
We're coming up for 10, well, coming up-ish, for 10 years.
I know.
10?
10 years.
That's Lord. Mad.
Oh, my hair's a bit boof on me. You can't polish it, can you? Doesn't matter. Oh, it's a bit ice creamy. But ice cream coney, hold on.
That's all right. Do you want some product? I haven't got any, but James might.
I've got some product.
Do you know what? You know, the only thing with wearing product in this job is that I wear headphones a lot during the show.
Sticky
so
headphones.
So I put product in my hair, and then when I finish at 10, I have a headphoned band across the middle of my head.
Yes, which isn't a lovely look.
It's a weird way to look.
When I had hair, I used to wear something called mud. Is there still something called mud?
No, I do.
It's like a hair gel thing.
There's still something called mud.
What's this called mud?
Fudge?
Well, I mean, we can just say words that rhyme with mud.
Watch your language.
That's your thing.
Yeah, it's called mud.
Watch it.
Yeah.
And now it's just...
No, it's just skin.
What do you put on it?
Skin.
Moisturiser.
A bit of moisturiser. Shave it, bit of moisturiser. That's it.
What do you wash it with?
Whatever's around. Shower gel, something like that.
Domestos. Treacle.
Domestos and treacle, ideally. That's only weekends.
Well, welcome to the show. Thanks for listening. And if you're watching, good morning. You can watch live on Global Player, the official Radio X app. You can see us live. And... you should, if you're not driving, if you can, open up Global Player and watch the video. You should, because the studio is slightly different. What's different about it? Well, if you look behind me, you can see we've got, like, lasers. We do. We've got lasers.
We've got lasers. Good lasers.
And we've screwed in some new metal logos.
Yes.
Onto the screens.
That's it.
Damaged everything again.
That took a while, didn't it?
And there's a reason for that. You ready, James?
Yeah.
And the reason for that is... it's back.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
The box is back.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Now, if you're watching it on... Global Player, there it is. That is the box. And it's a real thing. Now, You can see it from a myriad of angles, which Phoenix will now show you on the cameras, all the different cameras we have. You can see it in some shots, you can't see it in others, but it's huge. The one thing we tried to do is put a camera right above the box. And the palaver we went through before we finally realised it's not worth it.
It's not worth the hassle.
You said that.
All the time.
We would have had to have massive clamps, things hanging from the ceiling. You'd have seen why it just wasn't worth it in the end. And James has now got a big grin on his face because when the box appears... Well, should we do it? Should we do it properly?
Yeah.
Oh. Now, if you're watching on Global Play, you'll see the box is starting to smoke.
That's a fight.
And the reason why it started to smoke after it already moved was because he didn't have the cover for the smoke alarm in the studio because someone had taken it. Yeah. But now we found it. We put it on there. So now we can have smoke.
That's a crucial bit of kit you've just found.
Yeah.
To be fair, isn't
it? Yes, it is.
It does look like, it looks like I'm having a fag.
Might as well do the box.
Hello, can you see me? Hello.
Wow.
So, if you know what the box is, great. If you don't, let me explain. Glasses on, look at this. And by the way, please do go on Global Play. You can see the box. It's a real, real, real thing. And it says the £25,000 box written on it in illuminated letters. It's a bit smoky.
It's a bit lingering,
just,
this smoke.
Just blow it away from the camera. There you go. No, don't spit. Jeepers, look at that. It's like Top of the Pops. So this is the Chris Moyles Show game with our biggest prize. We've had season one, and now it's back for another season. Now, if you don't know what the £25,000 box is, you've probably got a good idea. But let me explain it, and I'm going to explain it fully as it's day one of a new series. We came up with an idea of having a box with £25,000 in it. And we were going to do a competition, and there was going to be 25 grand in the box. And then for reasons of mainly security... they were saying, well, we can't just have a box in the studio which sits there with £25,000 in it. Bearing in mind, you can't leave a packet of Jaffa Cakes around the studio because Dan O'Connell will nick them.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's not worth the risk.
He turns up one day for work in a pair of Louboutins and a mink coat. We're like, So, the box is here, and you can see it on Global Player. It is a black box. It's got green lights on it. And inside the box... is £25,000. The only way to open that box is to guess the correct Radio X artist, and that is the key to unlock the box. Guess the artist, you unlock the box. You unlock the box, you win £25,000. That's the game. Now, I'm going to go through the rules and everything, because we're going to open the lines now if you want to play today. So, when we launched this competition last year, we said everything that I'm saying now, and we explained the rules for the first time. It's one artist. That is the name that will open up the box. Now, when I say the name, it's an artist name, an artist. So that could be a solo artist. That could be a group. It's a Radio X artist that we play on Radio X. So it's most likely not going to be S Club 7. I say it's most likely not going to be because I don't know the answer. Dominic doesn't know the answer.
No.
The answer has been chosen before day one. Only a few people know who it is. I don't fully know the list of people who know who it is.
No, I know James knows.
I know James knows.
Really know who else knows.
Mm-hmm. And that's about it, right? So, if that name is genuinely hand on heart locked in. So, it's not like we pick, let's say, S Club 7. Somebody comes on today and goes, is it S Club 7? And we go, oops, no, let's change it. It's genuinely real.
Yeah.
It has to be for legal reasons. As Dominic and I don't know who is in the box, it's brilliant for two reasons. One, every day we play the game, it's exciting for me and Dominic. And two, nobody bugs us as much as they bug James.
Yeah, this is true.
Going,
who's it?
Even though people will still stop us in the street, yeah, shout out at vans.
Mosey, who's in it? Is that Strip 7?
I don't know, do I?
Yeah, but you do.
No, I really don't.
Somebody I was playing golf with last time we did this, went, who is in the box? Because yeah, obviously you, who is in the box? Well, yeah. I've no idea.
Don't know.
I don't know.
So, we get a caller on at random who has entered. We will ask you to name an artist. We lock that answer in. And then we ask the box if it's correct. If it is correct, and the box opens, you win £25,000 tax-free into your bank account because you have beaten the box. Each day we will get a new caller on. Name an artist. It's wrong. We keep going to the next day. And we play until somebody names the artist that unlocks the box. Now, with any kind of competition like this, there is an element of, I don't know what the word would be.
Danger?
Panic?
Yeah.
Panic.
Oh, sheer panic.
Because essentially, on day one, this is potluck. This is, think of a number between 1 and 1,000. Like, and you go, I don't know, 611. It could be 611. Mm. And the game is over on day one.
Yeah.
The box is the same box as last time we played, but we've changed it slightly. There's an element of cost to doing the box. So if it goes today, it's brilliant for somebody who wins, but it's really bad for us. Mm. And there's a man called Stephen Myron, and he gets very angry because we've just given away £25,000.
On day one.
On day one of, yeah, the competition.
Which is kind of funny, though, isn't it?
And it's not great. So, the other thing that happens when you do the box is, as it is basically shouting to the void and see if you're correct, because there's no clues, nothing. It's an artist that we play on Radio X. That's it. That's all you've got to go on. So it really is proper potluck on day one. Now, you could get it. You could absolutely get it. I don't know who it is. And when we played the game before, Dominic and I changed. Dominic said, I think I know who it is.
Yeah, I'm so convinced every time.
Day eight, somebody said it. And he's like, oh, okay. In that case, I think it's this person.
Yeah.
And I'm convinced. Mm-hmm. Day 12, somebody said it. He changed his mind like eight or nine times.
Every guess that we had last time, I was convinced they were right.
And it was getting nearer and nearer and nearer an answer. And there was like, we were getting clues at this point, and there was still possibles of who it could be. And it was getting closer and closer. And even then, Dom and I weren't 100% sure.
No.
Now, if you remember who it was last time, I'm not gonna say, by the way. It's probably out there. It's not difficult to find out.
Hmm.
But could they be cheeky and just absolutely pick the same artist again for series two? Or would that be too obvious? Or do you think, do you overthink like I do? Because it's too obvious, it might be. Mm. I don't know. I have no idea.
And this is James we're talking about as well, by the way. So
is it James?
No, as in James.
The band?
No, as in James Robinson.
I'm locking it in, Dom. It's James.
Lock it in.
So, because day one is tricky, you're the first person to get to have a go at it. You might get it. You might win £25,000. But you might not get it because you have no clues apart from it's an artist we play on Radio X. So with that in mind, for coming on the air today, we'll give you £1,000 just to play the game. And if you get it right, we'll give you £24,000 on top of that.
Why can't I have 25,000 and under 1,000?
Don't be a greedy get, okay? So if you want to play the £25,000 box game, we will play just after 8 o'clock this morning. So about 10 past 8, 5 past 8, 10 past 8, something like that. So if you can be on the air with us, you need to register. And the way you do it is by answering a question. I want you to text the word box and then your answer. So you will text the word box and your answer. The number is 83936, our normal text number. Write this down if you want to. Box followed by the answer, 83936. Now, that text is going to cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. If you get picked to play today, you get £1,000 just for playing the game. You must be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 8 o'clock this morning. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain. The full terms, conditions and online entry details are at radiox.co.uk. What's online entry? Online entry is if you have like a work phone and therefore you can't text short codes like 83936. You can do it via the website. And that's how you do it, okay? But it is just easier to do it on the phone if you can. Mm. But if you can't, there's your option. So, text the word box and the answer to this question. 25 years ago, The Goblet of Fire was released. From what series of books? Right, you know. So, you write the word box, you write your answer, you send it to 83936. Do that correctly, you're in the draw. And then when we go to pick somebody at random, if we pick you to come on the air and play the game, you get £1,000 for playing, and then you get to play the £25,000 box game. So 25 years ago, The Goblet of Fire was released from what series of books? Text the word box and your answer, send it to 83936. So you write the word box, you write your answer, 83936. Now, as I said, that text costs you £2 plus your standard network rate, but you get £1,000 for playing the game. You must be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 8 o'clock today. That's very important that you actually play the game. You've got to be 18 or over, got to live in Great Britain. The full terms, conditions and online entry details are at radiox.co.uk. So, I know what lots of you are thinking. What you're thinking is, well, there's absolutely no point playing the game on day one because it's all but impossible. Thank you. That was my phone agreeing.
Yeah.
Thanks. Put that on silent. That's a, something I need to unsubscribe to because they always message you from things that you don't realise you've subscribed to at quarter to seven in the morning.
I had that with Argos for years.
There you go. So, all I would say is, if you, for whatever reason, a name's popped into your head, then give it a whirl. Yes, it costs £2 plus your standard network rate to text in. But if we pick you to play the game, you win £1,000, even if you're wrong.
Yes.
Even if you're wrong, you get £1,000. So, for example, you come in and go, I'm going to say S Club 7. Well, give it a whirl. If you're right, boom, box opens, you win £25,000. If you're wrong, you still get £1,000 just for playing the game. So whether you're right or wrong, you walk away with £1,000, which ain't shabby.
Can you imagine if somebody does win on day one? Do you know what I mean, though?
I'm in trouble.
Oh, you got.
I mean,
you got a day of meetings.
The good side of that is we won't be seeing James again.
Oh, exactly.
What we might do, Burger King.
Yeah.
Double shifting.
So, 83936. You text the word "win" followed by your answer. I don't need to read the terms and conditions again, do I? I've done it now twice. I think you get the general gist. The £25,000 box. We're going to move it back down again. You stand by with the smoke, James. Okay.
Yeah.
Get texting. We close the lines at 8 o'clock and then we'll play just after 8. It's back. The £25,000 box.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Look how happy James is. Look how happy.
This is your dream. Radio with engineering thrown in.
I'm so happy.
Yeah. So pleased.
Look at it.
Remote control this year.
Oh, it's great, isn't it?
An upgrade.
Do you say remote control this year? Because that's why Warwick Davis was in every day last year, turning that handle.
Yeah.
Right.
He's too expensive.
Can't afford Warwick.
By a motor this year.
He did it well, though, didn't he?
He did.
Is it a different hydraulic system this year we're employing, James?
Yeah, last year it was a car jack.
Right.
Which took 75 seconds to extend.
Yes. So this is much quicker.
Much more efficient.
A lot quicker. Now, you may have noticed on the camera, we're not going to do it again. You'll have to tune in tomorrow. You may have noticed that the box moves up like this. And moves down like this. It wobbles on the way down ever
so slightly.
Very
wobbly.
But we won't reference that again.
Nah.
We'll just see if people notice. So good luck. We'll close the lines at 8. We'll play just after 8. £1,000 for playing the game, which ain't bad. £1,000 to get something wrong is quite a nice way to live your life.
Mm.
However, you get it right, you win. Every day we played this game, it was over the summer last year, wasn't it?
It was, started in July.
Was it really almost a year ago since we played? So every day the caller goes, Chris, I think it's insert name of the artist. And I would think to myself, oh yeah.
Mm.
Oh yeah, it could be. And then we have a sound that goes, you are, and then there's a big pause, and it'll either say wrong or right. And most often they're not. It was obviously wrong, and then one day it was right.
Yeah.
And they won £25,000, tax-free, boom.
Love that.
Okay.
David was our winner.
David, was it? Yeah.
Now, £1,000 as well, which means if this competition runs for 26 days, we've given away £25,000 before we've given away £25,000.
Yeah, that's true. This is why the money men aren't convinced about this one.
No, but it's very, very, very exciting. Mm. It's very, very, very exciting. And the production values are through the roof. Thanks, Captain.
Hey, you're welcome.
There you go. And also,
thanks for having me.
There you are, lovely. So, good luck texting in. You know what to do. That just gets you in the draw, for want of a better phrase. Get picked at random. You're on today to play the game. Caller number one. James drops a piece of paper.
Have to do that.
Yeah,
6:50 in the morning.
And you get £1,000. £1,000, by the way, which is not bad.
That was great.
Is that tax-free?
Yes.
Great.
First thing on a Monday. Yes, please.
A new account. Thank you.
Love it.
Bosh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How was Friday, by the way?
Yeah, it was good.
I wasn't here Friday.
It was fun. It was fun, fun, fun. What did we talk about, James? I can't even remember. Toby was on, obviously.
Cricket, drinking, Liverpool.
Hitler.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But that was a point.
Yeah, Hitler got a mention during the letters feature.
Oh.
Yes.
By Toby.
Yeah. Of course, by Toby.
By Toby, yeah.
I can't remember.
It was good. He did his own music hour.
Yeah. Oh, my God, how was that?
Fun.
Yeah, good.
And how was your gig weekend?
Gig weekend. So my weekend was a roller coaster. I'll talk you through it. So I went to see my mum because she's not been great, but she's massively on the mend, which is fantastic.
Good.
She looked great. It's lovely to see her. Took my dad and my brother out for dinner on Thursday night after my brother eventually made it because he got the wrong train.
Oh.
And realised instead of heading north, he was heading south.
Oh, no. Oh, properly wrong train.
Upper direction issue.
I'm thinking about getting him a T-shirt made with all the tour dates on the back of where he visited from his home to Leeds.
Right.
So we can go for dinner.
Scenic route.
And then Friday, we had a funeral, which we had to go to, which is why I wasn't off the air on Friday.
Yeah.
My Uncle Jimmy, bless him, who, by the way, was so loved.
Mm.
Everyone loved him. He lived his life to the full. And I hope he would take this the right way. 99% fun, 1% responsibility. he was hilarious. Now, would I like to have been married to him? No. So my Auntie Margaret is a saint.
Right.
But what a life, what a ride. So we sent him off on Friday. Let me tell you a little bit about him, right? It's my dad's brother.
I've had a few pints with Uncle Jim.
Just lovely, fun.
He's great.
Smiles, laughter, lots of it. He got married in 1970. And they had their wedding reception at the local golf club, golf house. And his new bride, her uncle comes up to Jim, my Uncle Jim, and goes, who have you got? And Jim goes, what are you talking about? Who have you got in the Grand National today? He goes, I forgot, actually, with the wedding and everything. You haven't got a bet on? He said, we need to put a bet on. He says, well, a bit too late now, isn't it? He goes, no, there's a bookies up the road.
Right.
We can go at the bookies and put the bet on. This is at my uncle's wedding reception.
Whoa.
Okay. Now, what would you do in that scenario? Well, let's just jump to what Jim did. So off they go up the road to the bookies.
Mm.
And they put a bet on the Grand National.
Did they?
Yeah.
Right.
And Jim wins.
Ah.
Amazing.
Well done.
Pick the winner.
Great.
So they went across the road to the pub to have a couple of pints to celebrate the win.
During his wedding
reception? Yeah, during his wedding reception.
Not back to the wedding.
No, well, because they had to get the winnings, you see.
I see, yeah. That's it,
yeah.
Point.
So, and then eventually, one of them goes, we better head back.
Mm-hmm. It's your wedding and everything.
And then as they head back.
It's a big day.
His brand new bride of a couple of hours.
Yeah.
He stood there going, where the hell have you been?
Mm.
And he quite rightly said, your Uncle Tommy wanted me to take him up to put a bet on the horses. Mm. You know, and I did not say no. But you've been gone for ages. Left his wedding receptions going.
Put. Amazing.
But that's Jim.
Yeah.
He won. So, honeymoon paid for.
Absolutely. There you go.
Got away with murder.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was Friday. That was a lovely send-off.
Hmm.
However, I woke up on Friday morning while you guys were on the air, and yeah. I got showered and changed into my suit, put my shoes on, all of that business. Hmm. And then I started walking, and I could just hear... like that. Hmm.
Ooh.
And my shoes were talking to me. And the heel off one of the shoes was hanging off, flapping.
Oh, no.
Flapping like a Muppet's mouth.
Oh.
So I had to go into town to emergency buy a pair of shoes, please.
Yeah.
Thank God M&S is open early. That's all I'll say. And thanks for the shoes. And that was my Friday morning. Got some new shoes. For you, Jimmy, I got new shoes. Anyway, and the rest of the weekend, I'll fill you in on later, but it was all good. Right, so there you go. Sadness out of the way. The box is back. It's day one today. We're going to switch the cameras off, crack on with the show. Dominic's got your 7 o'clock news. Next.
The Chris Moyle Show.
It's 6:57.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
Your bathroom is a venue where you sound most like a rock star. But if it's seen better days, it's time to speak to B&Q. With on-trend features, quality materials, and thoughtful designs, their latest collections make creating your own beautiful bathroom a breeze. From sinks to showers, paint to tiles, and lighting to flooring, you could win £1,000 to spend on shaping your own iconic bathroom with B&Q. Find out more and enter now at RadioX.co.uk.
Feel the thunder of hooves, the tension as they race past, your heart in your chest, that split second of silence before the roar of the finish. That glorious Goodwood feeling. Qatar Goodwood Festival, presented by Visit Qatar, July 29th to August 2nd. Book now.
Warning. Domino's delivers quicker than you think. 25 minutes on average. You won't have time to straighten your hair, finish that work thing, or delete all photos of your ex. You've been warned. Hot and fresh in 25 minutes on average.
Domino!
Based on UK delivered orders, October 23 to March 25. Delivery times not guaranteed.
Help me capture these mischievous spirits.
Ghostly Manor, the new spooky family adventure at
Poulton's Park.
Money Super 7, you've been saving people serious money, but they deserve even more. Can I count on you?
Always, boss. For a start, Money Supermarket give everyone a £15 reward just for switching their car insurance.
That's a very good start.
And that's on top of saving up to £486.
And when they keep on saving with us, we'll give them more and more rewards.
See how much you could save with Money Supermarket. 51% could save up to £486. Consumer intelligence, January 25. Rewards include gift cards, qualifying purchase with logged in account. 18 plus UK only. See site for T's and C's.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn. Dad's cooking tea. Ash is upstairs spinning tunes. And the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon. Like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine. Back in the room. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
7 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, 8 people have been injured in what the FBI are calling an act of terrorism at an event in the US. A group was meeting in Colorado. It was to raise awareness for Israeli hostages who are still being held in Gaza. A 45-year-old man has been arrested. Mark Machulek is from the FBI.
This attack happened at a regularly scheduled weekly peaceful event. Witnesses are reporting that the subject used a makeshift flamethrower and threw an incendiary device into the crowd.
At least one of the people attacked is said to be in a critical condition. In other news, 12 new nuclear-powered attack submarines are going to be built in the UK. It's part of government plans to make sure our armed forces are ready for war if needed. The Prime Minister is also expected to confirm later that £15 billion will be spent on nuclear warheads. A study suggested a brisk walk could cut the risk of death in patients with colon cancer by more than a third. Researchers found regular exercise also helped prevent the disease coming back whilst reducing fatigue. And a third of pubs, bars and restaurants in the UK now say they are operating at a loss. A new survey has also found increased costs mean more than half have had to cut jobs. The government says it's